There was much hope and expectation for change when the MDC emerged in September 1999. The party rubber-stamped that hope by its strong challenge to ZANU-PF in the 2000 parliamentary elections. That was followed by Mr. Tsvangirai's strong but unsuccessful presidential bid against President Robert Mugabe in 2002, and then another strong parliamentary run in March 2005. It was in that year that cracks in the party emerged, culminating in a split in October 2005, led by then-Secretary-General Welshman Ngube. Another smaller split ensued, and now, nearly 10 years later, another split following calls by the party's Secretary-General Tendai Biti for Tsvangirai's ouster. Many observers say they saw this coming. Harare-based independent political analyst Ernest Mzenge points to recent events.
The Mangoma issue. He wrote a letter to the president literally asking him to step down. It's a major turning point in that infighting.
But independent analyst Blessing Vava, also based in Harare, says the problems started way back.
We saw it coming a few years ago when we realized that the direction that the party was now taking was not the correct path. The founding principles of the MDC did not come up with a clear ideological standpoint, so to say.
Vava says the MDC's widening cracks are weakening the party while strengthening ZANU-PF.
What they're only going to do is exacerbate ZANU-PF's stronghold in power.
As MDC's internal struggles persist, questions arise about alternative parties or candidates to challenge ZANU-PF and President Mugabe. While opposition parties exist, including Love Momaduku's recently formed National Constitutional Assembly, former presidential candidate Simba Makoni's Mawambo Kusila Dawn, or MDC spin-offs like the one led by Welshman Ngube, Mudzengi says the opposition's toughest challenge is winning over the masses.
Masses on the ground are currently for the MDC or ZANU-PF. So to find another party coming that will seriously challenge the hegemony of these two dominant political parties, they will need some time.
Blessing Vava discounts any opposition groups or candidates from forging a strong enough challenge to ZANU-PF.
To be honest with you, I don't think that all the parties that we have now if what it takes to unseat Robert Mugabe. Politics and the political movement is all about debate. It's all about tolerance. It's all about, at the end of the day, be united and coming up with a common goal so that you'll be able to achieve victory when the election time comes.
Vava takes a swipe at the country's civil society, which he says, in the absence of a strong political party or leader, is too partisan and self-serving to be the voice for the people. He says civil society has failed its civic duty.
We have seen a civil society that has been a replica of the political parties, be it aligned to ZANU-PF and aligned to the MDC, but mostly a civil society that was mainly driven by what the donor wants. The donor resources were now the ones calling the shots, doing the programming, instead of those programs coming from the people.
With options against ZANU-PF so few, Ernest Mzenge contends they still hope for change coming from the MDC, which he says still has its strongest asset in its leader, Morgan Tsvangirai.
Tsvangirai remains a darling of masses. He remains widely popular among ordinary Zimbabweans. But it's one thing to be popular among the masses, and it's another to be able to wrestle power. Because issues to do with the boardroom politics are also important.
Despite Mudzengi's confidence in the possible rejuvenation of the MDC, Blessing Vava argues it's now time for Zimbabweans, particularly the youth, to push the agenda and not rely on parties like the MDC to bring change.
The fight in the MDC, absolutely, they have nothing to do with what is affecting the people of Zimbabwe. They have no solution to addressing the socio-economic problems that are bedeviling this country. It's all about occupying the positions of power. That's what they are fighting for. For the people of Zimbabwe, it's now high time that they organize themselves and reclaim their birthright.
For Studio 7, this is Ndimiake Mokalielie.